Hey guys, Ty here, and it's time for me to answer some of your questions. Ask Ty.
I have a question.
Ask Ty why.
To play the message, press 2.
Hi Ty, my name is Penelope Cook. I'm calling from Toronto, and my question is there such a thing as complete silence? Thank you very much for answering my question.
Is there such thing as complete silence? I really love this question. I think it's really cool. Because the thing is, I like the answer because it's yes, but no. Because sound is just like little vibrations in the air, or there's just little vibrations go to our ear. And it has a special little bone that senses the vibrations, and it turns those vibrations through a magical process into whatever we hear, you know? But complete silence would be, there would be no vibrations coming to your ears at all. Now, I did my research to be a smart boy. So a quiet house, not too quiet, 40 decibels. A whisper, dude, what are the answers for the test? 30 decibels. A radio studio like the great one I'm in, 20 decibels. Zero is where we'd like, well, we can't hear anything. The quietest place on earth is something called the anechoic chamber, and it was built by Microsoft. Pretty much it has these like special walls that absorb sound, and it can absorb up to negative 20 decibels. So that is, it can absorb more sound than we have possible to listen to. So it's kind of weird, because when we have no ambient background noise, you know what we start to hear? We start to tune in on the little things, the things we wouldn't have noticed anywhere else. Like, people say that they can hear their heart beating or their blood moving. People say that they can hear their eyes moving, which is so weird, but it's interesting because anything, really, any sort of movement will make a very small amount of sound. Tiny. So when you're exposed to that, you'll be able to tell. So, in order to create a complete silence, you'll have to remove of everything in the universe. And to end things all off, complete silence? No. In a universe parallel to ours where there's nothing? Yes, but we wouldn't be able to tell if there's complete silence, because if we enter that universe, we'd make sound. So, well, yes, but actually no.
To go to the next message, press 6.
Hi, Ty. My name is Chris. I'm calling from the Yukon. My question is, what comes after humans? Bye.
What comes after humans? Anybody's guess? We don't really have any conclusive information. But it's very possible that our Lord and Savior Frogsorp will hatch from his birthing pod and come down to our simple civilization. He'll free us from our flesh sacks and turn our mind into galactic oil. But I'd love to get a more normal guess from someone who knows what they're talking about. Rose Eveleth is the host and producer behind the podcast Flash Forward, which is a really cool podcast all about the future.
So let's talk about if humans disappeared from the Earth for some reason, somehow, right? We don't have to get into the details. Or if humans went extinct, like the dinosaurs, what would happen? And that's kind of fun to think about, right? Because if the Earth doesn't have any humans on it, it looks really different than it does now. The first big thing that would happen was that it would get really dark. So all the lights that are on all the time in our homes and cities, they would go dark after a while because the power stations would fail. So lights would go out after about 2 days. And any animal that we keep for food or for pets or zoos, all those animals suddenly have nobody looking after them. And that kind of is an interesting future to imagine, right? Where you just have animals roaming the wild. After we're gone, like, there's lots of things that will outlast us. We will have left our mark on the earth for a really long time. So plastic bottles that we use for like water and soda, those take about 450 years to decay. After about 500 years, if you live in a house right now, your house would be almost all gone, but there would be a couple of things left. They would be the aluminum dishwasher parts, your stainless steel pots and pans would probably still be around, and the plastic handles on them. Right now, humans, the biggest way perhaps humans are impacting the earth is climate change. And it's a fun thought experiment to think like, okay, what if humans all disappeared, we would stop emitting greenhouse gases, and how long would it then take to go back to the Earth's climate from before we started really truly emitting a ton of fossil fuels and greenhouse gases? Some scientists at Princeton recently tried to figure that out, and they found that it would take about 1,000 years for the Earth to absorb what we've emitted so far. So we have a very, very long legacy on the planet, even if we just suddenly immediately disappeared like in a flash.
To go to the next message, press 6.
My name is Finley. I live in Wakefield, Quebec. My questions are, does the core of our Earth, the molten lava, glow? Does it create light even when it is underground? Thank you.
Ooh, does the molten lava in the center of our planet glow? That's a good question. No one's been down there, so it's kind of like the whole if a tree falls in the forest, doesn't make a sound thing. So the core of our Earth should glow, theoretically, because pretty much everything on this planet emits light. Even we do it, actually. Our light comes out in infrared. But the core of the Earth, it would probably be really, 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 really bright. Planck's law says that the hotter something is, the brighter that thing is. And we know that the core of the Earth is 6,000 degrees centigrade, or Celsius, which is the same temperature as the surface of the sun. So that means it should be really bright. But at the same time, at the core of the Earth, it's being packed down by all this layer of mantle and crust and all that stuff that it's being blocked, you know? How do you really get light through thick kilometers and layers of just globs and dirt and stone and all that stuff? So it may be bright, it may be hot, but it's light will just get absorbed by everything around it. And when it comes to that hundreds of kilometers deep, it just gets drowned out, you know? It just doesn't go through to us. So if the center of the Earth is really bright, but is blocked off by all this layers of other sediment and all that stuff, would you say it glows? I'll leave that up to you.
End of message.
Thanks, guys, for listening to Ask Ty Why. Stay tuned for another episode of Ty Asks Why coming out soon.